This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is because the Royals are playing that nooner today against the Washington Nationals. From what I'm being told, their plane is already in Washington. And will it get to Atlanta? I don't know if it's going to get to Atlanta today. I don't know if this plane is going to take off, because as you start to look around at the weather right now, this Helene is now a Category 2 hurricane, winds up to 100 miles an hour right now. I mean, just since 5 a.m., Dusty, the wind speed has increased 20 miles per hour. It's expected to make landfall later today with 130 mile per hour Category 4 type winds. And so I don't know if this plane's going to land. I don't know if the Royals are going to be able to get to Atlanta. We'll kind of follow it and see, you know, what's going on with all of that. But that's another kind of obstacle now that this ball club needs to overcome. Are they going to have to just wait and maybe miss a game tomorrow? There's a good chance tomorrow's game in Atlanta is rained out, because when you look at the extended forecast, we're not supposed to see any kind of clearing in Atlanta until, I don't know, late in the day on Friday. So there's a chance maybe tomorrow is even washed out down in Atlanta, because they can't get to Atlanta. So it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing shapes up and where this ball club ends up. And you know, if there's games delayed and moved around, and how that truly does affect the playoff picture. You just want to play these games and get them over with and move to the postseason.
Right. It started working in the last segment for the app. It's working. Thank God. I can't work without it. All caps.
Okay,
thank you for joining in to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. So paranoia strikes deep and into your heart it will creep is a line from a very great song. The fans of the NFL world are now getting into where everyone hated New England because they had Tom Brady and they cheated.
Right.
Everyone hates the Chiefs because they think there's a conspiracy that the NFL is wanting them to be this next franchise, this next dynasty. They get all the calls. They get all the love. They get all the help in the world. And with the Chargers, defensive captain Derwin James, this is from the Daily Mail.
So you know it's good.
Right. NFL fan paranoia is already in midseason form, with the Chargers defensive captain Derwin James' one-game ban over safety violations in the NFL, and is once again being accused of favoring the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles' Week 4 opponent. You'll never guess who the Chargers play next game, another added, prompting a number of responders to correctly guess Kansas City. The commissioner is protecting Queen Mahomes the Swifties. One fan wrote, "Suspended Derwin James for playing the game the right way. I don't see you throwing flags at the Steelers or the Chiefs, for that matter. Headhunt Mahomes." That's always nice to say.
Right.
Suspicious surrounding the NFL and the Chiefs have only gained more traction as Taylor Swift's relationship with Kansas City tight end Travis Kelce has helped the NFL attract record audience. However, James' suspension may be warranted. He has 5 unnecessary roughness penalties in his last 18 games.
Oh, wait a second here. Hang on a second.
Stats.
Stop, stop. You used a fact right?
I'm just reading the article.
Oh, a fact.
That's right.
Okay. That's fine. Continue.
Followed up by the most in the league by a defensive player. And all 5 have involved blows to the head of an opponent with his shoulder or helmet.
So this guy is a habitual offender.
Sure.
Okay. So why he's being suspended.
Nobody was defending Vontaze Perfect.
Right. Exactly. So this guy's basically doing the same thing, right?
Oh, but he's playing the Chiefs. John Runyon, the NFL's vice president of football operations, cited the league's ban on lowering the head and initiating contact with the helmet. Runyon pointed to James' targeting of the Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth during the third quarter of the Sunday's 20-10 loss at Pittsburgh as the last straw. So he's been given chances
of
blowing guys to the head with his helmet and shoulder.
You don't do that. You don't do that. That makes you a dirty player in this league. And 5 personal foul penalties in 18 games. That's basically the last year of Derwin James's NFL career. He's committed a personal foul penalty in 5 of those games. And that is unacceptable. This is a league that has to say they care about the health and safety of players, right?
Right.
And if you have a guy that is going out there and is headhunting and is doing it on purpose, you need to send a message that that is not going to be tolerated in
right.
the game today. And I'll say this, you know, when you start to think about conspiracy theories surrounding the Chiefs and people get mad about this kind of stuff, so what if they're trying to protect Patrick Mahomes? They should be trying to protect every player in the NFL from getting hurt because the league is better when your star players are playing. This is a better NFL when Patrick Mahomes is healthy. It's better for everybody in the NFL. It's a better league when Joe Burrow's healthy. It's a better league when Justin Herbert's healthy. They need to protect the most valuable assets in their league. People also seemingly forget that this is a business. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs winning is wonderful for business. And if they want to take a guy out of a game who's a known headhunter and is out there committing penalty after penalty after penalty,
that's right.
when they told him to stop, then they need to suspend that guy. They need to take him out of the league because these guys do need to be protected. We watch these games for the stars. We watch these games to see what's going to happen next. And if Patrick Mahomes all of a sudden is injured and Carson Wentz is taking on Easton Stick, are you really paying attention to that football game? A lot of people probably would not be. Patrick Mahomes is great for business. The Chiefs are great for business. Star quarterbacks are great for business. Hell, even Dak Prescott playing tonight is good for business because people are going to watch Dak Prescott and hate watch or love watch that team. If Dallas's backup's playing, you're like, eh, whatever, it doesn't matter. But there are people rooting for Dak Prescott. There are people rooting against Dak Prescott. The league owes it to its fans, its paying customers, and its business partners to make sure that the best players are protected and they stay healthy, because without the star players, there is no league and there is no business. Sorry, Derwin James. Like, in my opinion, I'm watching the league whether or not you're playing. Patrick Mahomes, star quarterback, some of these guys go down, it's not as interesting. Derwin James is a dime a dozen type of player in the NFL.
This was Gronk on Up at Adams with Kay Adams.
Do the Chiefs get calls? Do they have better calls than the Patriots got?
I would say so. I mean, I didn't really get calls. I mean, I was double teamed. I was basically executed off the line of scrimmage half the time and 5 yards into the route. And then they would call pass interference on me when I was trying to get the guy off of me. Remember when I hit Tre'Davious White? Because he held me 4 times in one play, and then Tom threw the interception to him. And then I finally flipped out because that was the 50th time I got held that year. So then I gave him the people's elbow just like that, like it was a WWE ring. It was just, you know, a bang-bang play. I didn't mean to do that. But it just happened because I was frustrated by not getting any single calls at all. So, yeah, the Chiefs get way more calls than the Patriots. I mean, I don't even remember getting calls.
Oh.
I mean, specifically for myself, I didn't get any calls. Maybe as a team, I don't know. I don't remember those calls. But
yeah,
specifically
you think the second somebody touched Brady, flags weren't flying? What are you, really?
I mean, I don't remember those ones, okay? I'm just talking about myself. Tom might have gotten some calls, but for myself, I'm talking, I used to just get pounded, you know, from the linebacker all the way to
That's
the safety.
True.
I used to get held. The guys used to jump on my back, and the ball would be thrown to me, and there would be nothing called. So, I mean, Tom might have gotten some calls, though.
I gotta say, sometimes,
Gronk, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, he plays the role of a meathead really well, doesn't he?
Like, I gave him the people's elbow, you know? It's a WWE in the ring type of thing. I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay, claiming you didn't get any calls is laughable. Yes, you did get calls, and you should have gotten calls. Tom Brady was the face of the league.
Right.
He's Gronk, good for business.
Gronk, you could take a back seat. Who takes a front seat in this Fesco and Dusty vehicle will be Ben Maller, who will join us next on the other side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, you may be waking up this morning with a little pain in your joints, right? You're probably thinking to yourself, I just don't know what to do. I'm trying everything. Well, have you tried QC Kinetics? Have you called my friends at QC Kinetics to get that arthritis pain taken care of? Because at QC Kinetics, you can use your own body's healing properties to revitalize your achy joints and get you real lasting pain relief. I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics. If you're tired of all that arthritic pain in your knees, your hips, your back, or your shoulders, then this is something you need to check out. Everybody's talking about regenerative medicine, and the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are experts in these amazing treatments. You can enhance your joints, improve your mobility, and get back to doing the stuff you love without the pain, without drugs or surgery or downtime. And QC Kinetics can give you the relief you need with a free consultation. They've helped tens of thousands of satisfied patients all over the place. So take action to get lasting joint pain relief with help from QC Kinetics. 816-412-6299. That's 816-412-6299. QC Kinetics off 435 in State Line and in Gladstone. 816-412-6299.
Big wheels keep on turning here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5. The Fan, 913-586-7965. James in for Mac today. How you been, James? It's been a while, man. It's normally nighttime when we were doing these things back in the day.
Yeah. We started off in the after hours. Yeah.
All right, there
you
go.
Man, I've been good.
You enjoying this Chiefs season so far?
How could I not? 3-0.
Yeah, exactly. That's the response.
That's exactly it. What it is.
That's
right?
Why we love James. We love Ben Maller. We'll be joined by him in a minute, but by God, you know what I'm watching besides the Royals game today?
Oakland.
That's right.
That's right, baby.
I am so intrigued to see what's going to happen in my mind. I think it's going to be the night disco died in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I think pure anarchy. I've been following it quite closely. There's been seats being removed.
You've been into it more than I am,
that's
which
right.
I'm surprised about because I usually dive headfirst into these things, right? And you've been leading the way, and I'm like, you go for it. I saw the video two nights ago of them actually ripping the seats.
Dude,
stadium.
I mean, they had. I thought it was you in the bathroom when you walked in. It was Ponch, I guess, from Ponch and Nikki. And I was like, I was on my phone, and I was like looking at it. And there's two like heavy set older guys with their backs to the camera, and they have two Oakland A's jerseys on. One says forgotten, and the other one says abandoned.
Oh, that's really good, man. That's I was watching last night a video clip of former SportsCenter anchor Larry Beal. Do you remember that name?
No.
He does local TV in San Francisco, and he just went off on the A's ownership and ripped up that letter, and it was really entertaining, right?
This was audio from a local news station in Oakland. It's great.
John Fisher, has he ever seen a ball game here?
No. I don't appreciate him leaving, whoever's fault it is, you know what I'm saying? But now we don't have any sports teams left. This is my whole family. Look at all my family right here. Yeah. Raised them at the A's games, you know what I'm saying? And so now I don't have this anymore. They can't raise their kids the way they was raised because we don't have any sports teams for them to go to. And I don't know if y'all know about the Warriors, but you go over there, man, you get a chicken sandwich for like $45. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like you can take the fam over to the Warriors game and have some Bay Area sports and be rah-rah. We like the Giants over here, but we can't be over there like, let's go Giants. Come on, man. We can't be doing that.
I'm sure it's a bittersweet week for all these A's fans. You know, what are the emotions like for you and your family?
Well, there's not really nothing sweet about it. I mean, we out here just trying to show out for the last time, like I said, because I was a little kid when I came. And now it's all the way over.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, I guess the narrative this week for everybody in the national media is to talk about how Travis Kelce is washed, and this whole narrative has become a kind of a second story. Why in sports do we like look around and go, oh my God, somebody gets old, and we always act surprised about that? Where do you stand on this Kelce narrative?
Well, I love the story because it's tremendous clickbait. It's good to be on with you guys again, but it's got a little bit of everything, right? You got the whole, obviously, anything about Kelce is wonderful for our business, the engagement factor and all that. But the fact that he was spotted all over the world in the offseason, different shows with Taylor Swift, different parts, parts of the world. I can only imagine what it must have been like traveling around and all. I know he travels with private planes and all that, but we didn't see too much of Travis Kelce working out. And so it's a natural connection to say, well, what's going on? Why is he not performing well? Is it just merely his age? Or if Travis had worked out and spent more time in the offseason, would it be better? Like, I don't get the whole, it's just because he's getting double teamed. He's been double teamed before. This is not the first time he's been double teamed. If I remember last year, the Chiefs didn't have anybody other than him last year. And I know his numbers were down, but they weren't as bad as they were this year. But it's a fascinating story because he's all over the media. You can't turn on an NFL game. He's got more endorsements than quarterbacks. And yet his production has been lousy to begin the year. And so even though the Chiefs, it's always nitpicking. You know how it is, Bob. We always nitpick. So you got a nitpick, and you nitpick at Kelce and say, well, yeah, they're winning, but Travis Kelce's not doing the job. And I've mentioned it a few times on my show. It's like everyone's like, even you, Bob, were like, well, this is going to be the breakout game. This is going to be Kelce's breakout game. And we're still waiting. I'm almost a month into the season. We're still waiting. And I don't even know if the Chiefs are going to need that on Sunday against the Chargers with all the injuries the Chargers have.
I'm glad you bring up that Chargers game. By the way, if Kelce's fat, I am morbidly obese, so I haven't ate in 2 days because I am completely insecure about my body now. I'm glad you bring up the Chargers because I had this topic earlier, and it seems like what do we always say? Like, you can't win the football season in the first 4 weeks of the year, right? Like, the Chiefs could be 4-0, and everybody in here is going to say, oh, the season's over, but that narrative has been there before, but it seems like the Chargers are playing this game as like a must win in week four because they're going to trot Herbert out there. I know they are. And he's missing two tackles. That Chiefs defensive front is vicious. And like blood in the water, you've got sharks on the defensive line that know there's a injured quarterback. It just doesn't seem like a bright idea to even, you know, maybe chalk this one up as an L. You're not going to win anyway, but you could lose more in this game than just the game itself, in my opinion.
Yeah, so as far as the Kelce thing, he's football fat. Does that make sense? Like football
okay,
fat?
Okay.
Is that not real fat? Like real fat is real fat. Like we're real fat. He's like he's football fat. So that's much different, you know. But I'll probably be at the game on Sunday here. I'm obviously in LA, and I'm looking forward to seeing the Chiefs in person and whatnot. But it's one of those games, and I'll tell you, like last week I was at the Ram 49er game. And I was convinced the Rams had no chance. They had two offensive linemen out. They had two wide receivers out. They had two defensive starters out. And they were playing the 49ers. And they fell behind 14-0, and they won the game. So, like, to say there's no chance the Chargers can win, like, I'm not willing to go there. But it does not look good. If you look at a depth chart on a tablet, it does appear that every possible advantage is leaning towards the Chiefs in this game. But if Herbert is able to play and he wants to play, I don't have an issue with it. I hate throwing games. That's just me. I said, chalking it up to a loss because who knows? Mahomes could have a bad day and throw a couple of interceptions and the game could go the other way. But yeah, the Chargers, this is the full Jim Harbaugh experience for the Chargers. This is what the Chargers always do, have half the roster in the injury tent. So this is the real Chargers now for Jim Harbaugh. The first couple weeks, it was kind of a soft launch for him.
Ben Maller, do you think we'll be talking about the referees after this game, like everybody's doing after these Chiefs games, for whatever reason? I mean, we've had three games, three times people are complaining about the refs, and there really isn't anything to complain about. People are just like grasping for straws because nobody can beat this team right now.
Well, wait a minute, Bob. What about the photo of Mahomes and the referee talking in the bowels of the stadium? Yeah. What about that? Come on.
Because that never happens. You know, the one tunnel that leads to every locker room never gets cluttered with, you know, people, yeah. Right?
No. That never happens. Well, the only way this will not happen this week is if the Chiefs put up a 30-point win or a 20-point win. The game's never in doubt. Then that will die. But if the game is somewhat close, and most of these games are decided by one or two scores, so as long as the game is somewhat close, I will guarantee there will be at least one moment on Sunday where it's like, wait a minute, that was a 50-50 call. It went towards the Chiefs. What's going on with that? You know, there'll be some, like Mahomes will throw an interception that'll get taken off the board like happened a couple weeks ago. So it's another one of those stories. It's wonderful for engagement. Wonderful for engagement.
So it's interesting how the NFL works, and I know that you and Bob have your theories, but everybody goes from loving Travis Kelce, maybe love strong, not having any issues with Travis Kelce, and everybody hated Bill Belichick. By the grace of God, he has completely gone from full face heel to full face. And obviously there's going to be about six jobs opening up. I think the Jacksonville has already posted a job search for their head coach. I don't see him going back to coaching. I mean, Dungy didn't do it. Cowher didn't do it. Those guys go to TV, and Belichick is shining and thriving. But I'm interested to see what you think about if there would be an opportunity if he'd take it.
Yeah, so my first thought is Belichick, he would coach today if somebody offered him a job. Like, his goal is to pass Don Shula, right? That's the objective there. And the only reason he took all these jobs was to try to prove to teams that he's not this old curmudgeon, that, you know, he can relate to younger people. So he goes on with Pat McAfee and plays grab ass and goes on with the Manning brothers. But whoever's doing the PR for Belichick, I don't know what famous firm is behind this. Wonderful job. I mean, they've absolutely killed. I agree with you that Belichick seems somewhat human, somewhat relatable. He's not robotic. So we knew he was like this before when he coached the Browns years ago. There's a famous YouTube video of him with a comedian doing a peanut butter and jelly recipe on YouTube, which is hilarious. But he hasn't been like that in like 30 years, and so it's great. But I would be stunned if he doesn't come back, because you look around the NFL, either the Eagles or the Giants job will be open up next year, one of those jobs. And he would take either one of those in a heartbeat, the I-95 corridor. So he'll be back. And we'll see what happens after that. But he's only 2 years away, two decent years away from passing Don Shula. And he's at the age where, you know, time is not on his side. So he's got to do it. He can't futz around.
Yeah, and dating a 26-year-old proves you can relate to younger people as well, I would imagine, right?
In many ways, yes.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan. Big day in Oakland today, Ben. And Dusty and I have been kind of talking about this all morning and for the last few days, you know, off the air. Like, what do you expect today in Oakland for the final game in the Coliseum? Is it going to be destruction? Is it going to be disco demolition night? Like, what are your expectations for what kind of show we're going to see later on today?
I expect there to be civil unrest. I would be surprised if they even finish the game from what I'm hearing. And people are planning, they've been planning for weeks to go to the game.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And just take whatever they want. They're going to rip apart the stadium. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am wrong. I know it's a day game today, so I'll probably be waking up and seeing what happens. But yeah, I mean, it's Oakland. I had a listener. My show's on in San Francisco. I had a listener call up the other day. His car was stolen from San Francisco. It's in Oakland. He has it tracked. He called the police. They said, there's nothing we can do. He said, I know where the car is. They said, I'm sorry, there's nothing we... Like, crime is out of control there. And so people are going to be walking out with seats and whatever else, the foul pole. I mean, it's going to, you know, in college football, they chop down the goalposts. I wouldn't be shocked if they take the damn foul pole and leave the ballpark. It's going to be a wild scene. And much different. Remember the last time, might not be the last time, but remember when the Expos left Montreal? And it was a somber event, but people were respectful and they were mourning. I would say in Oakland, it's more anger. And if I'm right on that, you know, good luck. The fact that they've warned the players for the Athletics and the Rangers to get off the field as quickly as possible is generally a bad sign. Generally, that's a sign there will be civil disobedience.
I find this next question right up your alley, because it kind of started to break news yesterday when Bob and I were finishing our show about this kid out in UNLV. Who do you believe?
Well, I hate the whole story, right? I mean, I'm all for players getting paid, but it just leaves a how does it not leave a terrible taste in your mouth? Here's what I believe happened. I believe a coach had said something to the guy, but it as long as it's, to me, if it's not written, right, people have promised, I've been in the radio business my entire life, people have promised me unbelievable large amounts of money, but it's not written. Where the rubber meets the road is when it's written. That's when you have something tangible. So the guy's complaining, but it was never written from, unless I read the story wrong, it was a verbal, he said a verbal contract, but it's just a bad look all the way around for everyone involved. But yeah, I don't feel bad for the guy. If you didn't get it in writing, it didn't happen. That's the way I look at it.
Ben, before we let you go, it's Thursday Night Football. Does Malik Nabers save Daniel Jones' career?
Well, I don't need him to save Daniel Jones' career. I just need him to cover the point spread tonight. So I have the Giants. So I'm taking the Giants. So I think it'll be close, but the Cowboys will win a close one.
Ben, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it. Enjoy week four of the NFL. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Later, buddy.
There it is. Ben Maller brought to you by The Landing in Liberty here on 96.5 The Fan. Of course, you can catch Ben overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan with Fox Sports Radio. And I think the most intriguing thing, Dusty, is, you know, talking about what we did before we had Ben on was this Oakland situation and what's going to happen out there at the Coliseum today. And he had mentioned somebody tried to take down a foul pole. If somebody goes in there with like a blowtorch and like a like a hacksaw and tries to cut the foul pole down and take that out, that will be an unbelievable scene to watch. You know, we've seen it with the goalposts and whatnot in football and however that may go. Mm-hmm. But if somebody tries to steal the foul pole out of the stadium today, I think it's going to be outstanding. And I really am. I'm very intrigued to see what's going to take place, how they're going to handle it. You know, the players, as Ben said, have been told to get off the field as quickly as possible. I hope nothing happens like during the game that does endanger people that are trying to play this baseball game,
right?
But you know, when you deal with people, you never know what's going to happen. I think that's why it's so intriguing for everybody, because nobody is sure what's going to go down and how violent this is potentially going to get. But this is one of those things, man, where you look back and you go, this isn't on the fans. And that's the miserable part about this. A lot of times teams leave, fans don't support the team or whatever. These fans were supporting the team until this owner pulled the old okie doke on them and decided he was going to move them to Sacramento for the next 3 years, right, and then potentially Las Vegas. I mean, there's still no guarantee they're going to Las Vegas. And what this guy should do is sell the team to, how many billionaires are waddling around the Bay Area, right? There's got to be a billionaire at every corner. Mm-hmm. So sell the team to somebody there who wants to keep it there and get a stadium deal done, because baseball does belong in Oakland. It really is a great fan base when you look at it. But Vegas doesn't want them. Like, that's the interesting thing. Like, Vegas is like,
Vegas didn't want the Raiders either.
They don't have a stadium in Dunedin. Vegas, though. They got the stadium done for the Raiders in Las Vegas, and they got the arenas done for the hockey team and potentially an NBA team. But from a baseball standpoint, it seems like it's a big fight. I don't know. 3 years in Sacramento, I don't know if there's any guarantees that they end up in Las Vegas.
I want to bring this up because it merits the question. Oakland is obviously moving from their stadium. We played you audio earlier of the guy saying he raised his family there.
Right.
If the Royals eventually do move and they have their last game at Kauffman,
mm-hmm.
it won't be a riot, but they might, let's say, hypothetically say, if you're a season ticket holder, yeah, screw that. If you just go, you can take three things with you from old Kauffman.
Right.
What are your three?
Well, I'm taking a seat. I think that's a logical one, right? I want the banner with our radio station on it. You know, I actually have one of those from old days in my basement. I don't know what I do with it, but I want it. Mm-hmm. And then I would probably take like a hot dog cart. I don't know. Like, I think it'd be cool to have a hot dog cart out back and just make hot dogs and things like that.
One of those popcorn machines would be kind of cool.
That'd be
too.
A good one. Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah. Popcorn machine. Yeah.
I would go with, like a cool little replica case full of fountain water.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure that they could make one. I'm sure you could get water from the fountain, put it in there, and they'd have like a little, like, you know, display that you could have. I think that would be cool.
Right. And they'd sell it with a certificate of authenticity, so you know it was real fountain water.
I would take some dirt from the mound just because of the obvious that happened this year. I got to throw a pitch out for my for opening the game with my dad. That memory would be there. I could put that, give that to him.
That's next, a good one. Yeah.
Next to the ball. Like, hey, here we go. We did this. We actually stood on this thing. And then the last would be, I'd want a piece of the Crown Vision.
Okay. I don't want the whole Crown Vision.
Well, obviously, I'd never be able to do that. I don't want the entire city to know what I'm watching.
How good would that be in my backyard, though, if I set that thing up?
Well, you don't like a lot of attention.
I know.
So you put that in your backyard. I hate to bring this to you. You will be very, very, very well known where you live.
What would that, like,
where's Fesco live? You can see it from the plane.
How big would a Crown Vision screen, like that Crown Vision look in somebody's backyard?
Like the whole Crown Vision?
The whole thing.
It would take up half a neighborhood.
I mean, it would, right? Like, yeah. It would be gigantically
huge. I just
want
one of, like, the little, like, light up devices.
You know how big those are, though,
too? Don't care.
Yeah, that's huge as well. That whole thing is big, but I'll take the whole thing.
Take a gummy and pop that thing on. See how fun your Friday night is. You won't even know the damn Royals are playing. Like, all right, turn this thing on. Let's have a fun little night. What are they doing over there, honey? I think it's one of those spiritual rituals. Just leave them alone.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Is that Crown Vision?
They got a big crowd in their yard.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, man.
But it's going to be peaceful here in our last game at Kauffman Stadium before they move downtown to Kansas or we're in the Northland or wherever the tea leaves are blowing today as to where the new stadium is going to be.
Right.
But I think people, you want those mementos, man. Yeah. Sports fans like that kind of stuff. You want the mementos from that game and the things that remind you. I mean, like, I met my wife because of Kauffman Stadium, mm-hmm. so it holds a special place. So, yeah, I'd like to steal something from Kauffman at the end of the day when they're getting ready to close that thing down.
A lot of people doing the George Brett route, they want a urinal.
Yeah, the urinal would be fantastic, yeah.
I'm taking my frosted malt bag, some water from the fountains, and the parking lot.
Okay.
Let's see what else we have. I don't know how I would do it, but I would get George Brett's number 5 off the Hall of Fame.
Ooh, I like that one, yeah.
Yep.
I'd take the number 20 and throw it in the Missouri River along with the statue. That's just my philosophy.
Somebody says they'd take a seat, a base, and the number 5.
If they just said, okay, game's over, mm-hmm. free game, what do you think everybody's running to? I think a base would probably
be popular.
Right? Yeah.
Home plate.
Home plate would be very
be popular.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can I take the Pasquatch? It's going to smell.
Yeah, you don't want that.
A Dippin' Dots cart. I know a lot of people who would be very happy with that. Mm-hmm. HOA says they would not approve of Crown Vision in your backyard.
Probably not, no.
Yeah, so I mean, somebody says, screw the fountain water, I want a fountain itself.
I don't think you're getting that thing out of there, but people will try.
And then somebody says, I want the bobblehead collection in the Royals outfield.
Oh, that's a good one, all right.
They were actually giving away random bobbleheads when I went to the game on Friday night. I don't know mm-hmm. if they were doing that Saturday. They were giving away
fan
all
appreciation.
This. Yeah,
we got some sort of blanket cool, when we walked in.
That's kind
of
nice.
Yeah.
All the hot dog water I can find. Oh boy.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Now
I took a cup holder from the end of the year celebration after 2014.
Stole a cup holder?
Yeah. And then someone says, you know what I would also think would be a good idea? Is take one of those like dugout suite seats.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Or the behind the home plate seats that are like nicer office chairs.
Yeah,
than
right.
Have.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. They're airy and
sit one of those in here.
Yeah,
no
I like
doubt.
That.
Right. No doubt. I'd take one of those.
It's a good one.
There's a reason why the Chiefs are hated is because they're everywhere. They're in your face, they're in your mind, they're in your heart, they're in your soul, and they're on your TV screen nationwide. I'll explain on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, here we go. Week 4 of the NFL season begins tonight. Giants and Dallas on Thursday Night Football. And you can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. And you can do that with a same game parlay for Thursday Night Football. Cowboys at Giants, CeeDee Lamb over the receiving yards, Dak Prescott over the passing yards, Devin Singletary over the rushing yards. And take the Giants on the money line. Just visit FanDuel.com/610Bob to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL and of 96.5, The Fan. 21 and present in Kansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Getting help is your best bet. Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com.
Cruising right along on this wonderful Thursday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. James in for Mac. Bob and Dusty and I here for nobody except ourselves. That's not true. We're here for you. I didn't mean that. But I thought it was interesting earlier because we had the conspiracy theories that the Chargers are, The Chargers are getting Derwin James suspended because of the conspiracy that is obviously the Chiefs, and everybody wants the Chiefs to win. Nobody wants to see the Chiefs lose.
Mm-hmm.
And why would they ever, you know, why would they ever hurt the Chiefs?
So that being stated, I want to bring up something that I saw yesterday, because I think the reason why the Chiefs are not liked is because they're always on your TV screen. I think that's the reason why Dallas, you know, wasn't liked. And you kind of see what happened to Dallas when they won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years in the 90s. They became America's team. They kind of were the first big wave of football starting to take over the ranks, right? Like,
it's about when football passed baseball. Like, yeah.
To give it reference, I think Dallas won their final title in 94.
93, 94, 95, somewhere right there.
And then obviously there was the 49ers Super Bowl win. Then there was Green Bay. Then there was Denver. And then by 2001, after you had the Tennessee Rams Super Bowl, baseball had been caught and busted, and the NFL had the open floor to take over.
Yeah.
And Dallas is still very, very, you know, sought after today from a national television perspective. This is from the NFL media on X and its viewership through 3 weeks. 18.6 million average viewers, TV plus digital, per game.
Per game. Now compare that. People are like, what does that compare to? The highest rated college game this year got like 6.3 million people
to
watch.
Michigan-USC?
Michigan-USC game. Last week. Yeah, right. So three times the amount of people watch an average NFL game than the most watched college football game. Isn't that incredible?
It's the highest.
Unbelievable.
It's the highest average through week three since 2015, and it's up 10% from last year.
From last year. Already. Wow, that's huge. Yeah.
18 of the top 20 shows.
Right.
Just CSI, Chicago MD, whatever MD ER show you watch. 18 of the top 20 shows on TV since the start of the NFL season this year.
So 3 weeks.
Yeah. Have been NFL games.
That's right.
And the top five games is listed. And again, up 10% from last year, averaging 18.6 million per game. 18 of 20's top shows were NFL games. The number one most viewed games this year, no secret, week one, Baltimore, Kansas City, 28 million.
28 million people watched that game on opening night. Highest opening night game ever in NFL
Correct.
History.
And it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Let's go ahead and double down. Let's play some blackjack. Double down. You got a 9 and a 2 showing.
Double that sucker.
You just hit blackjack if you're a Chiefs fan.
And you get an ace.
Because the very next week, it takes $100,000 or 100,000 view dip. Kansas City, Cincinnati, week two at CBS, 27.9 million views. I believe the highest rated CBS or the highest viewed CBS football game they've had.
Yeah, I think something of that nature. Yeah.
And it was the highest since, I think it was what, 2008? We were trying to figure out which game that was. Was it like a Patriots
was
game?
Was it 98 or something?
Well, maybe it was 98.
I don't remember. It was a long time. It was the highest rated CBS game basically in our lifetimes.
Then you go and you see the third highest rated game came last week, which I called this on Twitter. I said Baltimore and Dallas will lead this week NFL game in ratings.
No question.
The 325 start, 27.3 million views. It was the third highest rated TV or football game on TV.
Right.
The number four, just below it, was Chiefs and Falcons.
Imagine if the Falcons had like a legit fan base too, right? Like, Atlanta's a very transient city. Imagine if that was Kansas City versus, I don't know, let's just say Dallas in that time slot. I mean, people would lose their minds over that game.
Right.
But Atlanta doesn't bring a whole lot to the party. They're a big city, but a transient city. Not a lot of fans or fans of other teams. And it still drew almost 25 million people on Sunday Night Football.
Why do you think that is, Bob?
Because of Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. So no coincidence. It's just, or no, you know, conspiracy theory that the Chiefs are the favorite.
No.
Okay.
There's no conspiracy theory at all. America has shown that they want the Chiefs. It's not just Kansas City. It's the United States of America that wants the Kansas City Chiefs, proven right there. And that's why I go back to, people forget, this is a business, right? What's good for business? The Kansas City Chiefs are the best thing that the NFL has ever had for its business. And then you throw Taylor Swift on top of that, and it gets even bigger. of course the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be the darlings of the National Football League. And of course Kansas City is going to be looked at from other people as if the league's trying to protect them. Because what's happening in Kansas City is good for the entire NFL. It raises everybody up. The more money that the NFL generates and the more eyeballs that people see, the higher the salary cap becomes and the better players you can afford to keep here in Kansas City and elsewhere. We're watching right now Kansas City slowly become, or maybe it's picked up rapidly, I don't know, the villain role here in the NFL. And it seems like there's more venom today than there's ever been, Dusty, for this organization. I mean, I'm watching Good Morning Football out of the corner of my eye. They've got Chiefs topics going on. ESPN has had Chiefs topics going on. Everybody trying to figure out what's wrong with the Chiefs and all this kind of nonsense. When at the end of the day, they play three really good teams to start the season, and they won. And in NFL standards, getting a win, surviving and advancing and beating good teams is a good thing, yet people want to complain and find things that are wrong with them because everybody's watching this football team right now.
And then the last game was Dallas and Cleveland week one that had a little bit of Tom Brady pizzazz, but also Dallas. So three of the first three Chiefs games were in the top four in highest rated football games.
Yes.
I don't know what the ratings will be Sunday versus the Chargers, but I'm sure they'll be
high. I'm sure they'll be pretty high, yeah. I'm sure it's probably not going to be as high as it would be if it was Baltimore or Cincinnati or somebody of that nature. But no, it's going to be up there. People are going to sit down at 325 all across the country and watch this football game.
And they still pulled that rating against Atlanta, and I hate to tell you, everybody, but Taylor Swift wasn't there.
No, she was
at
not
At least
there.
She wasn't shown.
Right.
I want to bring this up because we do this every Friday at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. There was a new Smash or Pass item.
Yep.
Get both of your opinions on this if you want. But Oreo is coming out with a new flavor. Blueberry pie. Blueberry pie Oreos have once come out in 16 and 17. They had a run at Targets and other stores. And then in 2016, only at Super Value affiliated grocery stores. In 2017, Smash or Pass on a blueberry Oreo.
No, I'd absolutely try that. Now, is it a vanilla cookie or is it a chocolate cookie? Because I think that the vanilla cookie makes it a completely different ballgame.
It's
I don't know that the chocolate cookie would have fit well with the blueberry pie theme, but I think the vanilla does. If I see those at Hy-Vee, I'll smash those. I have no problem doing that.
Are you doing it with milk?
Well, yeah, you have to have some milk to wash it down, right?
What's the milk percentage?
Well, I just use skim milk is all I have. God. Yeah.
Might as well use water.
Yeah. Not a big milk guy anymore.
James, do you smash or pass on blueberry pie Oreos?
Oh, man, I'm a big guy. I'm a fat guy. Man, I'm smashing all day long.
Who's going to say no to this, though, right? Like, really?
You can see the text line come out of nowhere with like, ugh, gross, never in my life.
But why, though?
I don't know.
They sound good,
first
right?
Top text on the text line, pass. Milk, obviously? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What percentage?
I'm going to whole milk.
Okay.
Oh, whole milk. Look at you over there. Yeah.
I'm going to go strawberry milk.
Yeah, strawberry milk. Some of that milk that you get at the Chateau milk you can pick up at Hy-Vee, they got the blueberry milk. Like the blueberry milk with the blueberry Oreo may be a winner.
I'd be fire.
I smash for sure.
Yeah, I don't see how you could pass on that.
I'd eat so much I'd look like damn Violet from Willy Wonka. Violet, you're turning violet, Violet.
Actually, if you eat too many of those, you may look like what Todd McShay thinks Travis Kelce looks like.
Oh, yeah, football fat?
That's right.
Oh, what a bag. No,
More I think about that McShay, the more angry I get.
Well, stop thinking about it. Because I feel like if you don't eat, because I'm a 2%er with Oreos, almond milk with anything else, only really coffee. I'm like you, I don't really drink a whole lot of milk. But if you don't eat Oreos and milk together and you're not lactose intolerant, you've got bodies in your basement.
So Alex, you're saying, doesn't eat milk with his Oreos?
Let's find that out today.
Yeah, we got to find out. 9:20.
Well, they have an hour show. So, like, let's be honest. They have 10 to 11, and then Vern takes over with his on-deck show because the boys in blue are playing some ball. And speaking of that, let's dive back into that because there's a new magic number that can keep going down. All you got to do is take care of business. Bob Fesco. James, Dusty, this is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5. The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, you may hear about this hurricane coming through, right? And sometimes storms come through, they do damage to your home. Happened to us about 2 years ago. Hailstorm came through and we needed a new roof. I called my man Jimmy, who worked for Manning Roofing, and said, hey, Jimmy, come on out, check out our roof, let me know what we need done. He came out that day, gave us that storm damage assessment, and I knew right away Manning was the group we were going with. The reason? They're a general contractor, and that makes a big difference when you're talking about getting a new roof put on your house. Because with Manning, you only have to call one company to take care of your roof, your siding, your windows, and your gutters. They handle everything. A lot of roofing companies just do roofs. Manning does everything. So sometimes you have that storm damage, it's more than your roof. It could be your gutters. It could be your windows. Call Manning. It is a one-stop shop for everything. And Brian Manning has done an unbelievable job with his company. They have crews that have been together 5 years or more, and everybody loves working at Manning Roofing. And when you deal with a company where employees love to go to work every day, you know you're dealing with the best. That's why we chose Manning Roofing. They put that roof on our house, and we could not be happier. Plus, they've done thousands of jobs over the years here in Kansas City and have never once been rejected by an insurance company. So if you're having some insurance issues, call Manning. Even if you didn't use them to put your roof on, they can help you through the process there as well. You can set up that appointment at manninggc.com or give them a call.